This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. To judge by those wholesale inventories we were just talking about, our inflation future looks pretty good. But as we all know, prices the past couple of years have been on a pretty wild ride. Food prices in particular. We'll get an update tomorrow when the Consumer Price Index come out. But generally, food prices should be lower, and we should notice that at the store. Our grocery bills maybe start being a little less frightening. Yeah, maybe don't hold your breath, as Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
It is a chilly morning at the Treasure Valley Livestock Auction in Caldwell, Idaho. In a compact indoor arena, about 60 ranchers sit on metal bleachers around a pen, looking at their phones, chatting, drinking coffee. Every few minutes, a handful of cows are ushered into the pen. And the auctioneer, a young guy in a black cowboy hat, starts the bidding. That would be $2 a pound for these cows. The auctioneer is pointing to different parts of the arena, jumping a little in the booth. The bids keep rising. Final bid, $2.50 a pound.
These are record calf prices that we've been having this year.
Zach Zumstein is the auctioneer at Treasure Valley Livestock. He tells me what I just saw was a hot cattle market. Not that I could really tell by looking at the crowd. It didn't look like anyone was bidding.
Yeah, there's some of them will wink to you. Some of them move a finger. But I deal with all these guys every week, so you kind of learn their little quirks.
Zumstein has been coming to cattle auctions here since he was a kid. And he says he has never seen the market like this.
It's great, and I hope it stays this way.
Great for ranchers. They are getting record prices. Maybe not so great for burger lovers. The culprit pushing prices up? Supply and demand. The supply of cows is low. So low, Zumstein says, it can actually be hard to source cattle for the auctions.
I have so many guys right now that are looking to buy cows this year. Like, I can't find cows for these guys.
The number of beef cattle in the U.S. is the lowest it's been in years. Part of this dates back to the pandemic, when safety issues at meatpacking plants and supply chain snags meant ranchers couldn't sell their cows. At the same time, the cost of the hay to feed those cows went through the roof.
So there was a huge supply of cows. And if you had a cow when you came in that looked at you kind of crazy in the pen, you were getting rid of her because you couldn't afford to feed her.
And so the herds got smaller.
The herds got considerably smaller.
When supply chains started to normalize and demand for beef spiked, ranchers started growing their herds again. But it takes years before a cow is old enough to sell for beef. So increasing the supply of beef takes time. In the meantime, Zumstein says, the high prices have been great for ranchers. And so far, the beef eaters of America seem pretty undaunted. Bill Lapp is a food industry consultant at Advanced Economic Solutions. He says demand for beef is up since the pandemic began. That is in spite of the fact that beef prices rose more than any other meat last year.
Consumers have pretty inelastic demand on beef.
Inelastic demand. That is economists speak for. People don't care, they just want their beef. But something else could be causing this inelasticity, because if you step back a bit, beef prices don't actually look so beefy. Everything in the grocery store has its own version of beef's COVID journey. And Lapp says the end is the same. Prices are up.
I think a lot of consumers are focused on that I'm paying so much more than I was 3 years ago.
Since February of 2020, just before the pandemic, beef has gotten about 30% more expensive. That is a lot. But I asked Lapp, is that more than other meats?
Well, you've come to the right man for that.
The price of chicken didn't increase at all last year. But since the pandemic, it's jumped 45%. Pork chops are 27% more expensive. And eggs, despite being the MVP of price drops in 2023,
they're still very, very elevated.
Eggs are nearly 50% more expensive than they were pre-pandemic. Now, eggs, of course, are an exceptional case. There was an avian flu that killed millions of birds. But still, high prices have hit every aisle in the grocery store. Food prices overall have risen about 25% since COVID hit. Lapp says we are in uncharted food inflation territory.
In this period of time, that's been very different because it's been a much more sustained, much more dramatic increase in costs.
And this right here is why, in spite of the really positive inflation news we got last year, going to the grocery store can still feel a little bit like getting poked with a cattle prod. Inflation did come down in 2023, but that just means prices rose more slowly. Of course, prices rising, at least a little bit, is seen as the sign of a healthy economy. Like the bidding happening in this Idaho cattle auction. And with the economy looking pretty healthy so far this year, says Lapp, we can probably expect to keep getting a little less beef for our buck. In Caldwell, Idaho, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.